Hello and welcome to today's episode. I'm thrilled to have you with me as we dive into the fascinating world of Mexico's ancient pyramids. Picture this, you're all set to visit these awe-inspiring structures, rich with history and mystery, only to find that your experience is not quite what you expected. Maybe the heat is unbearable, or you're just not connecting with the site as you'd hoped. Sound familiar? Well, that's because many travelers, myself included, have fallen into these very same traps. Now, let's talk about the subtle hurdles that often catch people off guard. The pyramids are undoubtedly majestic, but they come with complexities that a lot of visitors overlook. It's not just about being there, it's about truly experiencing the grandeur and history. You see, a lot of people underestimate the importance of preparation and having some local insight. It's not merely about ticking off a box on your travel bucket list. It's about having a meaningful encounter with the past. So, how do we avoid these common pitfalls? Well, the first step is immersing ourselves in the local culture and customs. I know it's tempting to rush in with your camera, eager for that perfect shot. But pausing to understand the profound history of these sites can enrich your visit immensely. If you're keen on digging deeper, there's a great resource I've found called Ancient Mexican Pyramids, Unveiling Their Legacy. It provides a thorough background that'll really set the stage for your adventure. Next, let's touch on the climate. Mexico's weather can be quite intense, especially in regions like Teotihuacan. If you're planning to visit, consider the time of year and time of day carefully. The spring months can be warm, reaching between 77 to 81 degrees Fahrenheit. But the dry season, typically November to April, offers cooler and more pleasant conditions with significantly less rain. Plus, with recent climate trends showing temperatures rising more rapidly in Mexico, choosing to visit early in the morning or later in the afternoon can be crucial for your comfort and for capturing breathtaking photos in softer light. And if photography is your thing, you might want to check out Best Time for Pyramid Photography Light Tips for some valuable insights. Packing smart is also key. You'll want comfortable, supportive footwear because there's a lot of walking involved, often over uneven terrain. Don't forget a wide-brimmed hat, quality sunscreen, and plenty of water. Believe me, you'll be thankful when you're not wilting under the midday sun. For those of you who are photography enthusiasts, here's something important to keep in mind. While it might be incredibly appealing to capture stunning aerial views with a drone, it's strictly forbidden to fly drones over archaeological sites in Mexico. Plus, if your drone weighs over 250 grams, it requires registration, which isn't generally available for foreign citizens. It's a bit of a disappointment, I know, but respecting these regulations is crucial to preserving these ancient treasures. Now, if I were planning a visit today, my strategy would include a well-thought-out itinerary. I wouldn't just focus on the pyramids themselves, but also explore nearby attractions and local eateries. Imagine dining at a small, family-run fonda for an authentic meal, or wandering through a lesser-known craft market. It's all about immersing yourself in local life. And there's a great resource called Unlock Mexico's Pyramids with Local Insight that can help you discover these hidden gems. Ultimately, preparation is the cornerstone of a rewarding trip. With just a bit of foresight, you can transform what might otherwise be an average day into an unforgettable journey. So, have you thought about when you'll make your trip? If you're planning for late 2024 or into 2025, keep the latest climate trends in mind. It's never too early to start planning. In conclusion, visiting the pyramids in Mexico can be so much more than just another travel checklist item. With the right preparation, local insight, and attitude, it can become one of the most enriching experiences of your life. So, take these tips to heart and make the most of your adventure. You'll be incredibly glad you did. Happy travels, and thanks for tuning in. Until next time, take care and keep exploring.